Welcome to the Mill Spouse Coffee House Podcast.
Your podcast baristas, Leslie and Brittany, have a latte on their minds.
My kid gets in the dishwasher, that's the first thing she grabs is the knife. To, like, use all the help. All the help. Am I the only one that's weirded out by that situation?
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask.
You don't have to get dressed. You can do online hungover, y'all.
That's true. Yeah. Y'all.
That's funny.
Here are your hosts, Leslie and Brittany.
I'm kind of in the same boat with, like, losing the weight thing, because it's like, now that winter's over and now in Memphis, it's like no longer spring, it's summer. Like, yeah, all of a sudden we're in the 80s. So
that means shorts,
right?
Which means
got to work out. So yeah. I'm back to, like, getting up in the mornings and working out again, or at least trying to do my 3 miles.
Nice. Good
so
for you.
How are you losing weight? What are you doing?
So I'm actually doing a program called 75 Hard, which is from Andy Frisella of the MFCEO Project, if anybody is familiar with him. So it's 75 days straight of a diet with no cheat days, no alcohol, which is really lame, but it's fine. Two workouts, two 45-minute workouts a day. You have to read 10 pages of a personal development book every day, drink a gallon of water, and take a picture. Which is
so this is like legit, like mind, body, soul, yes, kind of thing.
Exactly.
This isn't just body. That's cool.
Yeah. It's like really a self-discipline thing. If you can do, cause like with working out and dieting, it gets mundane. You don't want to do it every day after a while.
Yeah.
So it's really like, you know, making yourself do little things every single day that equal one bigger outcome.
Cool. I love it.
I know. I'm on day 35.
Wow. I didn't realize that you had even started it. How cool is that? That's
yes,
cool. Great job.
I know. I didn't want to tell people in case I was, like, not going to make it.
Right. I guess you don't want to, like, make it so that everybody's going to be like, oh, how'd that diet go?
Yes. So I actually went to the gym, the Devil Dog Gym on Base, for the first time today with my husband.
Nice.
Woo. Way different situation than Planet Fitness.
I bet, yeah.
Jesus,
all
the Marines. We lifted lots of weight. So, but yeah, it was fun.
Well, good. Welcome to Mill Spouse Coffee House, everybody.
Yes, how's your summertime getting in shape going?
Yeah, I mean, I literally just kind of got back into the swing of it like 2 weeks ago. And then, you know, Easter was yesterday.
Yeah.
And I just ate like a ton of peeps yesterday. So I got to.
I like peeps.
You don't? Oh, I love peeps.
My kid does. So we have this tradition in our family, which is super weird. I don't even know how the hell this even came about, but we've been doing it for years. So we always peep my mom's room. So, like, we cover her room in peeps. Like, we hang them from the ceiling, and they're, like, in her shoes, and her closet, and, like, they're everywhere. And anyway, so, but we didn't
like
do it last
year. Like, in the package, or, like?
No, we take them out, and there are, like, bunnies and chicks, and, like, there's just peeps everywhere.
Oh, but, like, there's like, sugar that comes off of it. So,
there
her
is.
Room is, like, trashed. Oh,
well, we
God.
Try to be really careful. We do try to, like, not do all that sugary stuff. Like, we open them over, like, you know, a piece of paper or something.
Got it.
But, yes. Yeah, it's really, it's like TPing a house, but peeping.
That's awesome. Peeping. I love it. Maybe that could be a new, like, thing to do.
Yeah. And this, and Lula was in on it for the first time this year. So she was, like, very confused at first. And she would, like, put a couple, and then she thought it was really funny. So she would, like, put them in her shoes, like, in her drawer. She got a little crazy, actually. I was like, you can't do that because there's going to be sugar everywhere.
Yeah.
That's not.
Well, that's awesome. That's fun. How's Lula feeling? I know she was a little bit down last week.
5 days of a fever. Yeah. She's great now. Yeah. I guess there's, you know, always something going around in school. Mm-hmm. But now it's spring break. So a week of no school and now a week of no school.
See, spring break is late for y'all. Spring break here was literally like a month ago.
I know. Like in my school, it was a month ago.
Hmm.
I don't know. But yeah, it's fine.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. So what are we talking about today? I can't remember.
I actually don't know.
I think it's something along the lines of I answered your text or I am in my head.
Yeah.
And I didn't actually get back with you.
Every day I do this. I don't know how many of y'all do this. You open a text message and you're like, oh yeah, I'll meet you there, or I'll do this, or I'll do that, and then you like don't don't text them back.
Yeah, I've done it several times too. And then I've gotten to the point where my phone goes on do not disturb every night at 8:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Because that's bedtime for Genevieve, you know. And then after that, like, I kind of just need to, like, I'm in bed by 9 o'clock if I can help it every night mm-hmm. too, because yeah. I read for a little bit and then I go to sleep. But I get to the point where if you send me a text or anything after 8:30 at night, I don't get back to you till the next morning, but I'll text you back at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Not that yes. I'm like trying to be a jerk, but like,
right.
That's when I look at it and I'm like, oh, if I don't do it now, I'm going to forget.
It's never
going to
happen. I know. I yeah. do that too, which is why I try not to open my emails or text messages when it's not like my time to do that. Cause I will, I'll forget all the time.
Well, I just learned in Moni's Facebook group, and shout out to Moni Jefferson's Facebook group, MillSpouse Creative
yes.
on Facebook. Awesome group. Y'all need to check it out. It's the MillSpouse Creative and Entrepreneur, I think is what it's called.
Yep.
So, but anyway, somebody posted the other day that Gmail is now doing where you can schedule your emails to go out.
Thank God. I was just thinking that this morning. What?
So I don't know how you activate it. But supposedly it's a thing. So
thank you. Praise
I know.
Jesus. Because all the time, like, I want to send out emails at really random times, and email for a lot of people is real time. So it's yep. kind of not cool to send an email at 2 a.m.
Right.
Like, if it's like a personal, hey, how's it going? Sales email, send it out all day. But yeah, because I was like, I really wish I could schedule this to go out at a normal time. So I look like a normal
person.
Well,
and then, you know, maybe even for like work kind of things or following up on interviews or anything, just like where you want to be like, I don't want to seem too excited about this job. Like, I don't want to send it immediately an hour after the interview, but I'm thinking about it now and it's fresh and I can go ahead and get everything out that we talked about and then schedule it for like 24 hours, 48 hours from now.
Oh, yes. Please, Google.
So,
please.
Yeah. So
I will invest in you if you do that.
It's something that we... Yeah, we need to look at doing it, and everybody needs to figure out how to do it, because that sounds amazing. But
oh my gosh, can you imagine? Like, almost everything is schedulable now, which I feel like makes everybody's life easier, because you can operate on regular society time, but you can be, or I guess you can operate on your own time, but be in regular society.
Right.
Which is great, especially people with kids and like all of the things that we do as military spouses, PCS season, get your shit scheduled while things are crazy and, you know, everybody's losing your stuff.
Well, even though with all the scheduling that we can do, I still seem to miss things.
I know. Me too. I don't know. Oh, the other day. So y'all, the other day, Brittany's like, hey, are we going to, what did you ask me? Are we going to record?
No.
And I was like,
so we were supposed to record last week at like 9 a.m. and we had scheduled it earlier in the week, and we were like, okay, 9 a.m. on Friday, because I didn't have to work.
Yes.
And we were going to go to the zoo. So we were like, okay, 9 a.m. Central time, we were going to record. So it's like 8:55 Central time, and I send Leslie a message and I'm like, hey, are we recording? And she's like, oh, I thought it was tomorrow.
Yeah, I thought it was Saturday because you were off work, even though I know you specifically said, I am off work today because it's a weekday and you're off. But I was thinking Saturday in my head.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, my God.
It happens.
I tried to convince Brittany to come live from the zoo, but she didn't do it.
Oh, yeah. No, it actually was a really yucky day here. It was, like, raining, and we were the only ones at the zoo. There were probably, like, maybe 20 people there. So
it's, like, the best.
I know. It was great.
I hate being at the zoo with lots of people. It's hot.
Yeah, I brought a wagon, and we had our little, you know, like, umbrellas. And
literally just spilled water all over my face. For those of you who are not watching, go.
Oh, I didn't even see it.
Oh, that's because water's clear.
Completely missed it.
Yep. Out of my Tupperware cup.
So we do have some submissions for the show Your Funny, or Share Your Funny.
Yes. Yay!
And we will continue collecting those. So hashtag share your funny and send in any meme that you think is hilarious that you come up with. I'm sure it's fantastic. And we will share it on our social media and give you credit for it.
Yes. If you can watch this and like screenshot where I just spilt water all over my feet, I will personally send you a pound of Classy Broads coffee and a t-shirt.
There you go. I love that.
On top of our MillSpouse Coffee House swag, because that would be hilarious.
That would
I've always wanted to be a meme.
Like, oh, really?
Brit, is that weird?
You may not say, okay, now some, right. There's going to be somebody out there.
And, for.
Yep.
Yeah.
You never
true.
Know.
Somebody's going to make a mean meme about me.
Somebody's going to find that picture of you when you were 17 in that, you know
that's
what I'm talking
about?
That's
basically a meme, like that poster. Like, yeah. That's basically what it is. So I guess my wish has come true. At least I was skinny and cool then. I just didn't get any royalties for that. That sucks.
You just want the meme for the royalty.
Right. Yes. Yes, I do. Shark Tank over here.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that would be funny. If y'all come out with something funny, not mean. I mean, listen, you can put offensive things because I'm not offended. Just don't be rude. That's all. Be funny.
Well, we're having a lot of new folks really kind of find us, and we're so excited that
welcome.
Yeah, we're so excited that people are listening to us, and we need some topic ideas if you guys have topic ideas, and just let us know some crazy things that happen, even if it's not crazy things that happen to you being a mill spouse. We really want to hear from you. We love hearing from you. I get random messages from you guys all the time. I'm usually the one replying, and I love reading
if I
them.
Open it, guess what happens?
Because Leslie won't forget.
I'll just reply in my head. And then you'll be like, these people didn't respond.
Yeah. But no, we try to respond to you guys as soon as we can. But we both have other stuff going on top of the podcast. So, but you know, that may be part of the reason why we forget. Mm-hmm. It's not because we're really forgetting about you. We just have, squirrels
happening.
I call it squirrel syndrome, where you like start working on something and then you're like, squirrel.
I do it. I'm so like, oh, I'm really trying to like get it together, but I'm so bad about it. Especially like, I'm working on our website, because I'm the one that works on our website, and I'll be like, ooh, idea. Let me write this blog post. And then I got to put it on, you know, our Pinterest page. And then I'm like, wait, nope. I didn't even finish the first thing I was doing. And nor the blog that I wanted to write, nor the following the Pinterest. Like, none of it actually got completed. I'm just halfway done with three things now.
Well, good. I think something that helps is to have somewhat of a routine if you're able to have it.
Routine is great.
But, you know, sometimes in our life, it's not possible to have routine.
Military life is not routine friendly.
No.
At all. So, I don't know. Y'all can... hey, I know a lot of y'all are really good at that stuff. Send us your routine tips. I know that there's all kinds of how-tos on keeping your sanity.
Keeping
military life.
Yeah.
Send us all the things. Let's share it.
One thing, actually, so this is side note. This has nothing to do with staying productive or, like, even being in a routine or whatever. I thought about it earlier when you were talking about your routine, about your workout and how you had to cut out alcohol.
Yeah.
So I'm trying out, this company is called Kin, and it's, I shared it with you, I think like a couple months ago, and I was like, we need to try to see if we can get some of this to try it. Well, I'm going on vacation with one of my best friends here in a couple weeks, and I'm getting it just because as I've gotten older, my hangovers seriously have been the worst.
I can't with hangovers anymore. It's not even worth it.
It's not worth it. And so I really don't drink at all anymore, simply because, number one, I want there to be at least like one sober adult in the house in case there's an emergency, since we now have a child who's
right.
four,
also,
right?
It's very responsible of you.
So
you can always call Uber. I got the car seat. We're putting it in the Uber.
That is
true. We gotta go to the emergency room.
That is true.
Parent of the year. I've never done that, y'all, by the way. I'm just saying, it's on my mind in case of that, because I have thought about that situation before. But anyway, proceed.
Well, but yes, so like that is one thing. And then also, I as soon as I stop drinking, it's like the lost weight, you know, just kind of,
right?
It like falls off.
I think that's
off.
Why this has happened so easily, because I'm not drinking.
And side note again, I was actually talking to somebody the other day, and I was like, you know, I went to McDonald's the other day just because I wanted my daughter to play on the playground, because it was like a rainy day and mm-hmm. they had an indoor playground. I'm like, okay, we're going to get some chicken McNuggets and you can sit on the playground. You can play on the playground. And I'll just sit there and check emails or whatever. And I actually got a hamburger because I'm like, I think I like their hamburgers.
Yeah.
It was the right, gross. Yeah. Well, I thought it was so gross. And I kept thinking, I'm like, I used to love McDonald's. Like, I used to love it and be like, oh, yeah, their food's really good. And then I thought about it and I was like, Oh, I was either usually drunk or hungover. Whatever.
Yes. You know that grease.
So.
Yeah, that's another problem with hangovers is like, because I have to eat, like I have to eat a ton of greasy shit, and I usually eat it all day, and then I take naps, like no productive, like, and it's all day. It's not, when I was younger, I could literally get up at 6 a.m. for work after going to bed at 2, drink a margaritas all night, get up, go, like just take a shower and be fine. Yep. Maybe grab a hash brown on the way in and a Coke, and I was great.
Yeah.
Now, forget it. I'm out all day.
Yep.
If not into the next day too.
Yep. So it's just is not worth it for me anymore for the most part. Even like two glasses of wine for me is still will give me like a pounding headache the next day. So
it's because you're not drinking good wine. Can't drink good wine.
No, it is good wine. It's expensive wine. Yeah.
Expensive doesn't mean good. Listen, well, hold on.
Yeah. Leslie actually sells wine, y'all.
I do, y'all. It's my side hustle.
So
if anybody
knows.
Needs artisan wine or wants to do a wine tasting with me, I can do it over the, I'll send you the wine to your doorstep and then I'll just be on your screen kind of like this.
That's perfect.
If you're watching, if you're just listening, it's not like this.
she'll be on screen in your room pretending like she is there, but she'll be able to host your party virtually.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
It is cool. It's very nice.
Okay.
But anyway, so this Kin company.
So Kin, I ordered Kin, and basically it's like all natural items. It's called Kin Euphorics, and it's based out of Seattle, and they are serving it actually in bars now in like New York to give people who don't drink or who don't want to drink that night or whatever an alternative. Because, you know, when you go to bars, like some of them have mocktails.
Right.
But like, you know, you kind of – people who – don't really drink sometimes have stated that they feel left out because there's not a lot of things that aren't involved that don't involve drinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think a lot of that social thing is just holding a drink. Like,
well, right. I mean, holding a drink and like sipping and saying, this is delicious or whatever. So, so I ordered some for this vacation because we're taking the kids, just a family vacation. It's not like a girls trip or anything. So we're going to try some Kin and see what it's like. And you're supposed to be able to mix it like you would like a cocktail drink. And it's supposed to make you feel like stress-free and really like happy and kind of
euphoria.
Yeah. So
okay.
We'll see how it goes.
Wow. That does sound kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So like, it's like you get like, for lack of better words, like the buzz, but without alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah. And just so y'all know, this podcast is not endorsed by Kin. So
no.
I'm just telling you guys out of like, I found this product and I'm going to try it out. And it seems like a really cool alternative. Yeah.
I want some because I'm not drinking. I still got 45 days left.
Well, you could try this too. You have to order it online. A bottle, like a size of, you know, like a bottle of vodka is about the same size as what this Kin bottle is. Mm-hmm. And it was $40.
Okay.
But, you know, you're not supposed to like chug it. And
right. And do you like mix it with like Cokes or club soda or whatever?
I think you can mix it with club soda and like fruit juice or like fruit.
So you don't drink it by itself.
No, it's I think you can, but.
I mean, you can take shots of liquor too, but yeah.
Yeah, I think you can drink it by itself, but I think it's made to like sip on and like, you know, replace
this
a cocktail.
This is very exciting.
Basically.
I like
so,
it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, I'm going to have to check that out and tell you guys how it tasted and how
yeah,
that
I should get some too. That's good. And for all y'all that live on base who can't drink and then drive home at all.
Well, yeah.
You know, I mean, not that you should drink and drive home at all, but it's like zero tolerance.
Well, I think they recommend that you don't drive while you drink this too, but it's not the same effect. Like it's not.
I'm very curious.
You're not drunk.
I'll have to get some.
Yeah. I think you'll have to get some to check it out. Mm-hmm. So.
You know what the, like how many calories is in it?
I don't know. I have the bottle downstairs. No, I don't know what it is.
Wonder if it's less. Because alcohol adds up real quick.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons why, too, when you give up alcohol, you lose. I mean, it's the food that you eat when you drink alcohol.
Right.
And then
you
it's
have no willpower.
I know.
It's gone. Like, you know what? It's fine. Let's just eat all this McDonald's.
Well, and then if you're anything like me, check out this crazy hair. What's going on? And then if you're like me, I, like, not only do I not forget to text people back or like get back to them. But then I decide to call people when I'm drunk and like call them over and over and over again.
Drunk dialing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't do that. I usually will get on Facebook and I don't become a troll or anything, but like my opinions have to come out. I'm like, oh, you know what? Let me just comment on this real fast. But I'm usually not in a bad way. I'm very chatty in person when I drink. So I get very chatty, like virtually.
Well, that makes sense.
I have nobody to talk to.
Really sentimental and stuff. And so you always, cause I'm not really like a lovey dovey kind of person anyway. And so if you'll know I'm drinking, if you see Facebook posts that are like, I just love my mom so much and I miss her. Or like me and my hubby, like I never say anything like that, so
right.
If you ever see that from me, you can almost count on me being either drunk or hacked.
Right. No, I feel ya. I just get opinionated, so meh. Take it or leave it, I guess. Probably leave it, because usually I'm like, that was totally unnecessary, I didn't need to say that, and I'll delete it in the morning.
Well, you and I did something when we remember at a military influencer conference, we were drinking and we were like, let's do a Facebook Live.
In the bushes. We were like sitting in the bushes because I don't know why. There was like the bar where everybody was. And then I guess because we needed like space where we were talking so that we had good sound quality. But yeah, so like the bushes were our background because we were just sitting on the ground. We were in the bushes.
It was the worst.
We're next to the bushes.
The next morning, you're like, I think we should delete that.
I thought it was funny and entertaining. That's all.
So sorry if you guys missed that Facebook Live when
we're
we were
real
together.
People. We do funny things.
Yeah.
Things. So I don't know. Yeah. Anybody got some recent drunk videos?
Oh.
Send them in if you're willing.
Please do. That would be amazing. Somehow this conversation went from I forgot to text you back or I answered your text message in my head to drunk stories.
I forgot to do productive things because I'm drunk. It's kind of the same.
I forgot to do productive things because I was drunk. That is the episode right there. I forgot to do productive things because I was drunk.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I don't know. Or just stories. Maybe if you don't want the full-on visual evidence, you can just tell us a story and we'll share it.
I was drunk.
I do on Classy Broads, too. So if anybody wants to double it up, classybrods.com, you can submit your not-so-classy stories. And I will read them the next week. And you can enter to win some free coffee for your hangover.
That's pretty cool, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But yeah. Really good one we could share on both to all the audiences, because that's the thing, like when you do stupid stuff, I find that if you can like just make fun of yourself, it makes it way better.
Oh yeah. And instead just, of denying it and be like, I don't know who that person was, just be like, look, it was me.
It happened. Let's move on.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll laugh about this later.
Yeah.
That's how I am. Like, oh, shit, I can't believe I did that. And then I'm just like, all right, I'll laugh about this in a month. When we bring it back up, it's going to be fine.
I don't know about you. Like, a part of sometimes, too, as I've gotten older, my anxiety the next day after I've been drinking has been horrific. Like, to the point where I'm like, oh, my gosh, did I look at the waiter the wrong way last night? Did the waiter think that I was rude? Like, to the point where I question everything that I did the night before. Ooh. And it's not that I don't remember it. It's just that person probably took that look or that smile or that whatever the wrong way. And I will dwell on it like crazy.
Ooh, that's rough. Yikes.
And it didn't used to be like that. Like, I used to have a friend when I was like 28 or 29, I used to have a friend who was in her 30s, and she would get really bad anxiety after days that we'd be drinking.
Day drinking, whatever.
We didn't have kids.
Yeah. When you don't have kids, you can do whatever the hell you want. Like,
yeah.
It's so fantastic.
But she used to get such bad anxiety, and I never understood why. I'm like, we didn't do any, we stayed home and watched TV and drank wine in the backyard. Like,
right? Yeah. Yeah.
But she still would get anxiety about it.
I don't know. I think a lot of it is having a kid. Yeah. I mean, you're responsible for more than yourself at that point. Kind of like you mentioned, having somebody sober in the house just in case.
Well, and that was another thing too. Like when we were stationed before in San Diego, and like I've spoken about this on other platforms, not necessarily on our podcast, but when I basically didn't have any friends and was by myself, everybody was like, "Why didn't you just like kind of have wine nights, you know, alone?" First of all, I'd be drinking alone, which is not a problem, right? But like, I wouldn't even do like a glass of wine or a couple glasses of wine because my husband was deployed. I didn't have any friends. Yeah. It was me if there was an emergency, and I was the only person there if my daughter had needed me. So, you know, I think that's kind of where I got that, like, fear from.
Yeah, yeah, no. Oh, yeah, if you're, like, thinking about all the things that probably didn't even happen that you made up in your mind the next day, that's a lot. That's rough.
Yeah.
That sounds like a worse headache.
It's just not worth it to me anymore. Everything.
No. You know what I used to do, though, when I was, like, young and cool and drank a lot, is I would mix Pedialyte and vodka to like ease the hangover a little bit.
I've heard of drinking Pedialyte the next day, but I've never heard of mixing it. Does it actually make a difference? Hydrating.
Yeah. Because like I would take like the orange, put a little orange juice, you know, make a screwdriver. Like, cause Pedialyte by itself is a little rough.
Yeah, it is pretty
so tart or whatever. Like it's syrupy, but yeah, if you just put it in fruit juice or just, some club soda, put a little sparkly in it. Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
that was before all of the cool flavored vodkas came out.
Yeah.
So now you can just do anything.
Well,
the Pedialyte's totally helpful.
So but you're not getting the electrolytes.
Right. So that's what you need to stay hydrated. It doesn't work anymore. Listen, I mean, I don't drink liquor anymore at all. At all. I drink margaritas because I like them, but that's about it. I can't do mixed drinks.
Yeah. Too much.
Power to y'all that can.
Well, yeah.
I just drink wine. Because I like wine and food. Like, that's my thing, is because wine enhances your food and food enhances your wine. And it's like an experience.
Yeah. Wine, I do like wine. I like red wine the best. I don't like, really like white wines. And then when we moved to the Pacific Northwest back in 2009 is when we got kind of, not hooked, but became kind of beer snobs. And so you know, cause there's all those craft beers and stuff that are all up there. And then now it's more everywhere you go, there's a brewery around the corner, but like
craft beer is a thing.
I like craft beer.
I like Corona and Bud Light. I'm pretty basic.
I'll drink a Corona.
Like, if I really want to be fancy, I'll get a Dos Equis and put lime in it.
Oh.
That's like my summertime
beer. That is pretty fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty fancy.
Mm-hmm. but yeah. All right. Well, cheers to no hangover tomorrow.
Yes, no hangovers is fun. That's what we don't want. And to get healthy, to get lose weight, to eat better, all that kind of good stuff. To get more organized.
That's a lot of things.
I know.
That was a lot of stuff that you just said.
One thing at a time, right?
Right. Like, you can't ask me to not drink and be organized. It's one or the other.
You have to choose one or the other. Don't ask too much of me.
Right. But yeah, no, y'all, I just did my fitness. That's why I'm in.
That's awesome.
My outfit here.
So awesome. So looks proud like of you.
Clothes on.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Well, guys, so we are going to wrap up this episode, but we are doing Wednesday community spotlights. Yes. And definitely submit your company's information. We'd like to spotlight you on Wednesdays. We also have some sponsorship opportunities available as well. And we want you to check out Baby Quip, because on Baby Quip, you can earn money for renting your own baby furniture to people who are traveling to your area. If you may live in a vacation-y kind of spot, like if you're in Hawaii, they're really needing some providers.
Right. Absolutely. Cause you don't want to take all that stuff across with you if you're just like traveling.
Well, right. Like if you're going on vacation, if you're renting an Airbnb or something, you know, in Hawaii and you don't have a pack and play, you don't want to bring your pack and play with you, just rent it from somebody there. So if you live in like a vacation rental-y kind of spot, then definitely put your stuff on there. And if you're traveling, you should you should utilize their service as well. So
yes, that's awesome.
Babyquip.com, and all of the links on how to access them are in on our Instagram account if you go to our bio.
Mm-hmm. Check it out. It's totally necessary.
Yeah.
Because baby stuff, there's a lot of it. There's so many. Like, oh, you remember when our kids were babies and you had to drag all that stuff around?
Oh my gosh. I only have one, and I can't imagine what it would be like to have like multiple kids and have to bring all kinds of different stuff. And half of the stuff that we had, we didn't even need anyway. I'm like, why did I buy
that?
You
need for like 2 weeks.
Right.
Like, come on. Like, you could literally just rent it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So that's what we should do. Let's make a list of things that you can really just rent that you don't have to buy for all of our new moms.
That is a really good idea. We will do that. Yes.
Okay. I mean, let's remember to actually follow through. Let's not get distracted with the blog and the Pinterest and the stuff.
Don't have squirrel syndrome. We won't have squirrel syndrome.
Or be drunk.
Or be drunk.
It's fine. Thanks for listening, y'all.
All right, y'all. Thanks again. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.